God is good.
All the time.
God is holy.
Yes, He is.
God's word is truth.
Yes.
Well, let me try that again.
Okay.
God's word is truth.
Yes, it is.
Forever. God's word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word shall live forever.
Yes.
It never. And it is not bound by any individual, any one person. And I like what Brother Virgil said. It's never too late to look at Jesus or His Word, because that Word is life.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank You for this opportunity to bring forth Your Word, Your message that You have placed on my heart. Father, I pray now that the ears are here to listen, the eyes to see, and the hearts to receive.
Yes.
And Father, we give You the praise and the glory for Your work in each and every life. Father, we thank You for these lives that were baptized this morning.
Thank You, Lord.
Oh,
thank
praise the Lord. Father God, Your word is working, and we thank You for it. And we just want to remind each and every one that we must be born of the water and born of the Spirit, and that Spirit is life.
Yes.
And we thank You that, Father, we thank You for that Spirit. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus,
and we
just thank You for Your Word. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Everyone said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, my scriptures I'm going to be using is in Proverbs chapter 3, Proverbs chapter 4, and I have a couple of readers to help me.
Amen.
So if we'll start, I've asked Sister Carol to read chapter 3, Proverbs, verses 3 through 5 and 9. Sister Carol?
Yes, Proverbs 3, beginning at verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's one verse in there that I really like, and it says, if we trust in the Lord with all our heart, in all of our ways, acknowledge Him.
Yes.
Fear the Lord and honor Him with our substance and our first and the increased of first portion of our increase. And it says it will be health to our navel and marrow to our bones. That is the living word.
Amen.
The next part would be Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 23.
My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Thank you. Praise the Lord for that word. Now, the verse in there that I'm going to start with is the first verse, verse 20. Incline, my son, incline those ears, incline your ears to my word. Keep them close, or amidst your heart, in next to your heart. Keep them close. The words of God, and it tells us in verse, I think it's 23, that they are what? Health to thy flesh and life to all that find it. Okay, now let's turn to John chapter 6, verse 5, verse 53 through 57. And I hope I remember these right. As some of you know, about 2 months ago, the Lord told me to get rid of my glasses, so I did. So I went home expecting to be able to read everything. But the Lord sort of threw a little circle in there. And he lets me read the Bible. He's given me grace to read the Bible at home at night. When I'm alone with him, it comes alive. I can read the scriptures. Right now, it all looks blurry to me. But I'm trusting in the Lord to restore my sight. His word promises me that it will happen. It is happening. I believe it already. I believe it's already happened. It's on the way. Now, verse 53, chapter 6 of John. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat of my flesh, you shall in no way have life in you. Next verse. Whosoever eateth my flesh, drinketh my blood, shall have eternal life, and I will resurrect him at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, I will dwell in him. He dwelleth in me, and I will dwell in him. God dwells us in his by his Spirit. And the next verse, when Jesus is still speaking, these are the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As the Father has sent me, the Father sent him, God the Father. For God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son. As the Father has sent me, I live by him. He lives by the Father. And the next part of that is, he who drinks, eats my flesh, and drinks my blood, what? Shall live by me. We live by Jesus Christ. He is our everything. Just as he lived by the Father, he was obedient to the Father. He was obedient to the word that he heard. He was obedient to what the Father showed him to do. Gave him permission to do it, if you will. Jesus Christ came to this earth. 1 Peter, I think it's verse 21, says, he came not for himself, but he was manifested for us. Manifested. He revealed God in person. He showed God's true nature of love, mercy, grace, and abundance. And I begin to ask the Lord, how do we live by you? We live by me. And then the Lord began to speak to me. In the beginning was the Word. We all know these verses. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. In verse 4, it says, and there was life, life, life in the Word. And that Word was Spirit. And then, in verse 14, John chapter 1, and the what? And the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh. The Word became flesh. Proverbs 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I'm not concerned about death. I'm not going to die. This old body is going to pass away. But my spirit... I love life. I love the life that God has given me. The Lord has delivered me. He's carried me. Woo. He's gave me peace over a bad heart 5-6 years ago now. People say, well, when I retired at the age 66, I was told I'd be lucky to live 5 years. This is my 13th year of being retired. Woo. God is alive. God's word works. All we have to do is believe it. In John chapter, John chapter 6:29. Jesus was asked, what must we do to do the works of God? Jesus very simply made a very simple statement, but it's so powerful to me. Believe to do the works of God. Believe on Him who He has sent. God the Father sent Jesus Christ for us. For us. He works in us. He works through us. He works with us. Now we heard so far the tongue. We have to have what? Ears to hear and eyes to keep the word in the midst of our heart. Trust the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy substance. That's what those are saying, telling us. So we have to put our ears when we hear the word of God. We can check it out. We have the authority on the word of God. All we have to do is open it up. Now, how do we keep this word? Let it not depart from our eyes. We read the word. We read the word. We each and every person that I've ever met has some need of this, of gospel, of the God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, the word which is alive. Now, a lot of people say, well, this is just a written word. That's true. I can take this Bible and burn it and throw it away. But the word is still alive in me. The word is still alive in you. If you've been born again, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And no matter what we need, what you need, what I want out of life, I really don't want anything anymore. I've got too much junk already. And the Lord, I've been passing it on. I have things I don't even use. I get rid of them. They're clutter. Things of this earth don't seem so important to me anymore. I'm looking forward to going home. Whew. Now, I'm going to be 80 this month. Now, that's a miracle in itself. However, when you read the Word of God, I've talked to people, and well, there's a gentleman that comes to my mind right now. There's a gentleman I've talked to about the Word of God. He says, well, it's dead to me. I can't make sense of it. So he reads books about the Word of God. But that's not helping his situation. In John chapter 14, verse 23, Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, shall come, He shall bring all things that I have said into your remembrance. How can God, through Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, bring something into our remembrance that we don't have up there in the first place? This word, Jesus, this word is life to those that find it, to those that believe in it. And the word belief is very simple to me. Trust and obey. We have to trust this word. We have to walk in it. If we walk in what God says, it will work in us. It may take a little patience on our part, but I'm willing to be patient. I'm not in a hurry. The only thing I'm in a hurry for is for God to move more in my life. There's a beautiful, sweet spirit in this building right now. I get a little shaky when I want to shout. Maybe I'm shouting. Woo! Glory! Glory! I mean, woo! God is powerful. This word is powerful. We sing a song. There's power. There's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name. Woo! Deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's health in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's victory in the name of Jesus. Whatever we need, whatever you want, whatever we need, take it to the Lord. Let your request be made known by prayer and supplication. Get on your knees. Get on your knees. I'm an old man. I get on my knees, and they hurt sometimes, but I forget that pain, because that pain is nothing to the victory that's coming towards me. That's going to deliver me. That's going to carry me to the end. Because the word, woo, and that word is Jesus Christ. It says we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of our testimony. My testimony is Jesus Christ is alive and well. He's working in my life. He's working in every life that's in this building right now. He's working on the lives that are out there that don't even know he's working in their life. Because God's word will not return to him void. The scripture, 1 Peter 1:9. I believe that's it. We are a chosen generation. We are. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. Woo! You ever think about being holy? Oh, we are a holy nation, a peculiar people. We are peculiar. The scripture tells us that the Word of God, the scriptures, is what? It's salvation. Victory to them that believe. Now there's more in that salvation, and I'm going to get to it in just a minute. But there is more than sometimes what we think in that salvation. Because Jesus said, eat my flesh. We cannot eat his flesh and drink his blood. Now we do that when we take communion. But I begin to question him, ask the Lord about this. We all, and I'm guilty, we're all guilty of this. I shouldn't say we're guilty, but this is what we do. We praise God for the blood. But we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. But yet, he went to the cross. He suffered in the flesh. And it's the scripture says, the Bible says, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. The chastisement of our peace. He brought peace. He closed that gap. We have peace with God. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, and that faith is trust and obedience. You can't, faith that says that there, I like what the scripture says. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, I get a lot of questions about that. This book is the substance of what I hope for. This word is the substance of the things that I hope for. Because this word, and you, most of you agreed, that it is truth. There is no, God's word does not lie. It's impossible for God to lie. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. Absolute truth, no doubt. Now, what's the evidence? What's the evidence of things not seen? What's evidence? Evidence is the proof of something not seen. Well, I have proof of it right here in my heart. And that's the Holy Spirit. But those who do not believe or cannot accept what I have to say. And a lot of people don't. And I don't blame them. But I'm changing that. But the proof is really so simple to me. The life of Jesus Christ, when he walked this earth, his ministry was proof of the living God. He said, as the living God, the living Father has sent him to come to be our atoning sacrifice for our sins. His life, the way he was born of a virgin, his ministry, he was teaching at the age of 12 in the synagogue. And this, one of the Pharisees, the scribes would say, where did this boy come from? Who does he think he is? In our day and age, we say, he's a little cocky little Brad, isn't he? But he wasn't. He was speaking the truth. He is the truth. And as he walked this earth, the many miracles that he did, he was a witness. He was seen by many people. A lot of people came to him because he was, remember the woman that had the issue of blood? There, I speak to people quite a bit on a one-to-one basis, and they have having difficulty with something. It may be an attitude. It may be anger, unforgiveness, frustration, bitterness, hurt. Whatever it is, I try to speak to them in a calm little tone. Sometimes I don't. But the woman who had an issue of blood, she had to press through a crowd. She let nothing stand in her way because she had heard or knew that if she would just touch the hem of his garment, she would be healed. There are people now who spend a lot of money. I'm not saying do not go to a doctor. I've been to doctors and they scare me. I'm serious. They tried to scare me. But she had to press through a crowd. They tried to restrain her according to the word. She had to be crawling to touch that hem of the garment. They wore long gowns then. I don't think she was standing up pushing them out of the way. She had to be too frail to do that. She was weak. But she knew, she knew that God, Jesus Christ, was her healer. If she just touched the hem of his garment, that's all she had to do. But she believed. She believed. She trusted. She trusted. She kept pressing towards the high mark. How about Peter? Now, I like Peter because, the Lord rebuked him a couple of times. But he restored him also. This is sort of funny. You know, if you're a fisherman, you've been out in a boat and you've been in the waves, they don't look too friendly. And sometimes the waves come over the bow of the boat, side of the boat, and you're glad to get back on shore. But Jesus was walking on the water. Walking on water. Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing. And Peter said, if it be thou, bid me come. Jesus spoke one word, come. And he's speaking to each and every one that I've ever known to come. Peter got out of the boat. He walked on water. He walked on water because the Lord Jesus told him to come. Have you ever walked on water? The Lord has sent you someplace you didn't want to go and you had to trust to him that he would be there before you got there? That's walking on water. And the scripture tells us that we need to walk on water sometimes. Because we are to be not hearers of the word, to be doers of the word. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. And a lot of people put a lot of emphasis on faith without works, and they're looking to works of the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit is the working branch of the Trinity. But you know what faith without works. You know what a work of faith is? Do you know prayer is a work of faith? It is. When you pray to the Lord in your heart believing, you're operating in faith because you're trusting Him to meet that need. You help a neighbor, even though he may not be in the family of God. You help a neighbor. Tell him he's blessed. Pray for him. Whatever. That's a work of faith. That is a work of faith. We're looking at great big things. God, I'm not denying God works miracles. But a work of faith, if we are doing the work, we are the body of Christ. We are the body. We are His body. We are to be extending forth. Our tongue is to be speaking His word. We have to take that word in. We have to take that word in. Now the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, will bring those things into your remembrance. And it's happened over and over, time again. Speaking to someone, a scripture will come. And it will work. You have to drop it and leave it and go. But God will work through that. And I've said many times, every opportunity I have to speak to someone, I try, I'm not interested in my name, I leave them the name of Jesus Christ. His name is more powerful than anything in this universe can overcome Jesus Christ. A work of faith. I like Brahms ice cream. Anyone here like Brahms ice cream besides me? I love Brahms ice cream. My wife gets it on me a little bit because every time she sends me for milk or eggs or butter, she knows I'm going to get ice cream. And she won't go to Brahms. So I get to go. Praise the Lord. But I will say, there was and I usually go to one or two Brahms, and they know me by sight. And I begin, when a new clerk comes in, I try to be friendly, no matter what kind of day I'm having. But I always have a blessed day. I've learned to be a blessing and to be blessed every day. I don't worry. I'm anxious for nothing anymore. But this clerk came in, and I took my money. I said, "You have a blessed day." But the third time I did that to him, he said, "I can't get used to you people saying," he's talking about people in Oklahoma, because we're in the Bible Belt. And he says, "I can't get used to people telling me to have a blessed day." So I began to talk to him. He's a brother in the Lord. He's from California. They don't believe like we believe. They really don't. They don't believe in loving their neighbors. And we had a good discussion. I asked him where he was going to church, and he told me he's going to a good church, and he's learning. But over the time that I first asked him or told him to have a blessed day, I saw him the other day. He has started to speak to his customers. Not everyone. He says he sort of follows the Spirit. And the ones, he said, it's amazing the reaction he gets when I tell a stranger to have a blessed day. He's witnessing. He's using his tongue. He's speaking. Now, pastor asked him this morning a question, and I said, "Blessed are they that hear the word of the Lord and keep it." And that's what he's doing. He's keeping that word. He's using that word that he knows. Okay, praise the Lord. Now, this word that we take in, the Spirit, the Comforter, which is the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, he will bring all these things into your remembrance. What the things he has said unto you. In John chapter 16, he, meaning the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of the truth. When you read the scriptures, when you read the scriptures, if you pray, if you read them in a prayerful attitude, the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, will quicken that word to you, bring that word to life. Jesus in John 6:63, the flesh profiteth little. But these words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that he speaks unto us, they are life. And that life is eternal. And it's more abundant life. My abundance is not in worldly things. Because those will bog you down, slow you down. I owned a boat once. I'm glad I sold it. Things of this earth will slow you down. It will distract you. The Scripture tells us, Romans 12:2, be ye transformed by what? Be transformed in your mind to prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. This transformation, we are to be transformed into the image of Jesus. We are called Christians. Christian, Christ-like. We are to be Christ-like. It says, be ye holy. 1 Peter chapter verse 5. Be ye holy, for I am holy. And I asked the Lord, what does this holy mean? And I've read a lot of descriptions, a lot of definitions of the word holy. I didn't like any of them. I'm serious. I began to pray about this. And the Lord gave me a few years ago 4 words. Submit, surrender, commit, and obey. I try to follow those. But to be holy as I am holy. You can find the same scripture in Ezekiel. I don't know where, but it's in Ezekiel. And I said, Lord, what does holy really mean? We are a holy nation. And he began to deal with me very softly. About 3 o'clock in the morning. And he said, to be sinless, to have no sin, be sin free between you and God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ redeemed me from that. Have a pure heart. Be a pure heart. Have a pure heart. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. There was no guile in him. He did not combat the evil by his physical force. He yielded to it. He allowed himself to go to the cross. There was no guile in him, no bitterness, no hatred. He was nothing but love personified. I can never attain that. And the third thing, first thing, sinless before God, have a pure heart. That's what Jesus Christ did for us. He was the chastisement of our peace was on him, right? He was wounded. He was wounded. He was bruised for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities, wounded for our transgressions. And by his stripes we are healed. We have healing in his atonement. That's why it's very important, the words that we read in Proverbs, the scripture that we read in Proverbs, tells us that if we trust in the Lord, lean not to our own understanding, if we fear God, depart from evil, and we honor him with our substance and our first fruits of our increase, they are what? They are health to thy navel and what? Health and marrow to our bones. We need marrow in our bones to keep them strong. In Proverbs 3. We need to what? Lend the ear. Incline thine ear unto my words. And then what? Let thy eye not depart from them. To read them. Keep them in your heart. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. But if we find the words, and the word is in the scripture, because Jesus, chastisement of our peace was on him. He was bruised for our iniquities, wounded for our transgressions, and by his stripes ye were healed. We can walk in that healing. We have to trust God. Believe that God is a healer. You need healing, he will heal you. I'm not going to say when or where. I do not operate in the gifts of the Spirit, at least not yet. But I believe they're coming. Because this church, this building, this body of believers, there's a sweet spirit here right now. If we can trust, put our trust in Jesus Christ, there is nothing that he will not do for us. We just have to trust, believe, be obedient, walk in what we know, be holy. Now I'm going to finish off the holiness. Be holy. Sinless before God. Jesus Christ was sinless before God. He became sin for us. He had a pure heart. He was obedient to the Father. He was obedient to the Word. He was obedient even to the death on the cross. And the last one shook me up. Put others first. Ooh, deny yourself. Take up my cross and follow me. Deny self. Take up the cross and follow me. Ooh. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. I'm not going to tell you it's difficult or hard. It's a choice. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. What we hear, what we see, what we speak comes out of the abundance of our heart. I can talk to someone for 2 minutes and know where they're at spiritually. But a lot of that is because I know the Spirit dealing in me. And if a brother has a Spirit, the Spirit of Christ in him, I have to trust that Spirit. And I can speak to him. And the Word says, do all things to edify, to build up one another. And we can do that because the words of God are life. We're speaking life. And there are times we're speaking life to a dead person. And they don't know they're dead. They're enjoying their life. But they will eat the fruit of that and it will lead to eternal death. God's Word does not lie. God's Word is truth. I speak to people, individuals, in churches that are hurting, disappointed. They're angry. They have prejudices. They're frustrated. Whatever the need is, Jesus Christ is the answer. His way is by His truth into His life. We live by the Word of God. We're carried by the Word of God. We're delivered by the Word of God. We're healed by the Word of God. We're saved by the Word of God. We can do nothing without Jesus Christ. A lot of people do things. They say, well, I'm doing this. They're not doing it in faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. We just trust and obey. Walk in it. It will bless you. Guaranteed. Not my word. It's God's word. Luke 11:28. Blessed are they that hear the word of the Lord and keep it. God dwells in us. I have a house. Not much, but it's a house. And it needs to be maintained. Oh, this year, put a new AC in. We put a new furnace in. What else have we done? Put a new hot water heater in. Got a new refrigerator not too long ago. I mean, it's constantly. Have to mow the yard. Now, I enjoy mowing the yard. I get pleasure out of that because I... At my age, I want to mow my yard once after I pass the age of 80. Now that may be seem something small to you, but in my family, my father died at age 72, my brother 57. Now my mom lived to be 93. She taught Sunday school, but that's not the point. The point is God's word works. It's eternal. It works with patience. We must have patience, faith and patience. Let patience have her perfect work, wanting nothing. God works. God heals. God saves. God delivers. I don't know how many times I can say it. But I want to leave you. Oh, I forgot to say, yeah. There's a cleansing in that word. John 15:3 says, we are cleaned, we are cleansed by the word. Okay. We're transformed to death. Okay. We believe on Jesus Christ. If we're born of water from the mother's womb, we're all born from the water. Born of the Spirit. I believe everyone here is born of the Spirit. We have some new birth. Praise God. Thank God for them. God is working. He's not going to forsake us. He's alive and well. Thank you. And I believe, thank you. I believe there's something else I need to say. About moving mountains. We all have mountains in our path. We all have obstacles. If you have faith as the size of a seed of mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain, be moved, and it shall be moved. And it will be moved. I've heard people say, "Well, pray once and that's it." If you keep on praying, you're praying in disbelief. I'm not of that school, because it says my Bible tells me to pray without ceasing. Pray ye one for another that ye may be healed. We are the body of Christ. If someone in this body is hurting, we need to pray for them. Hold them up. Lift them up. If someone needs deliverance, we need to hold them up. We need to carry them on our shoulders. Jesus said, my burden is light. His burden is for everyone to have peace with God the Father. His burden is light. He wants everyone to have peace. He wants none should perish. And I thank you, Father.